This is an MUT Radio podcast.
10 minutes after 9. Welcome to it, man. If we go back in a breakfast show, the only way to start your day, and I become our way too, if we go back in a breakfast show. It is that time, as mentioned earlier, Oguti, just after 9. We are hosting Mr. Zulile Maqhi from the Library Services. He's back again this morning to speak with us about a very interesting one. Now, this one is very interesting. I love it because izo siza abantu abaningi. Mr. Zulile Maqhi, without further ado, thank you so much for joining us on Ivuka Bangene Breakfast Show this morning.
Good morning, Mr. Awotu, Pudawotu, Sanbona, the listeners. Today we are talking about one of our resources we have in the library. It is called the Press Reader. You know, it's an online database. It can be an app as well. It's something that you can download on your phone and use it to read the newspapers and magazines from all over the world. So we're trying to promote it because our students, maybe they're not aware. Or maybe for now, they don't think what they are interesting issues about our total about. So this morning, we'll just spend some time talking about the content in NAI also.
Oh, beautiful. Press Reader. Firstly, what is it? Let's take it from the back. Before we even access Akanjan, what is it in NAI, Pagati, this Press Reader?
Press Reader is a database. So if on a cell phone, if on a laptop, you can install it, right? So it gives us access to about 8,000 online newspapers and magazines from all over the world in English. Also, if you can read other languages like Spanish or French, it can. It covers, I'm a range of topic from A to Z. So if you're interested in aviation, you want to know how I'm aeroplanes fly, take off, animals, business issues, design issues, music, sports, travel. So it is a useful, let me tell you, a useful source of information just for recreational purposes, but also for you to keep up to date with what is going on around the world.
Oh, beautiful. Mr. Maqhi, I'm going to allow you to carry on and tell you about what you'll be presenting today on the show, because I see a lot of things here, quite interesting stuff, news you might have missed. But take us through what is Kulmanga Namtlan.
So one of our responsibilities, remember, as a university, is that we have a role in society. We are advancing knowledge, as in the different fields that we participate as students. What I realize also is a context, you know. So we have a responsibility to pay attention to what is going on around us, so that the decisions that we make and the actions, the choices that we make on an everyday basis are informed, and we are aware with how they're going to affect everyone else around us. So yeah, this morning we'll just pay attention to using the very same Press Reader platform to pick up some stories that we might have missed in the last 3 months, because we've been busy in our studies way too. Around the technology, around science, around economy, and around ourselves, as people. Hopefully, some of them, may not be as news. Some tend to be depressing, but we need to keep up with these things, unfortunately.
Yes.
Okay, so let's take the first one around technology. We all use Google. We all love Google. It's been interesting to see how Google has been under pressure in the beginning of this year. They were under pressure in Europe, where they were forced to pay. I think in this country there's a possibility as well that the people who supply news are complaining that Google is making news cheaper for us free. So therefore, they need the compensation for that. But also get themselves, for me, interestingly, to ask the students, we'll see, how is Google responding to the whole issue of iterative AI? These days, it is easy for a robot, some tool, to just come up with the content. So if you are using Google, are you reading something that is written by a human being, or is something generated by a robot?
That's an interesting question.
So when I look, they say, they don't read, to put this blind, they don't care. whether it's done by a robot or whether it's done by a human being, so long as it is informative, so long as it is equality, and also so long as it is useful. I mean, so go on the criteria by player. So is this content, is it does the expertise meet the quality requirements in the field, number one? So number two is that, so the experience there, so is this someone who says something happened MLAS, and they are there at the moment, you know? So it's not somebody who's telling us about what is going on in New York when they are in MLAS. So experience one is important. And then number three is authority. So what qualifications do you have? So what credentials do you have to speak with authority on the subject matter? And then the last one is, can we trust you? So are you an expert? Do you have the experience? Do you have the authority? And can you trust you? So Kubona, I mean, I like how they've summarized this EEAT. So I think it's something that we can use, all of us as well, every time we come across something with social media. Even when we approach Google itself to say, did this miss those three standards? I mean, Solomon elements of four standards.
Wow. So you're saying before we take the information from Google, we must analyze it first.
Yes.
Is it authority corner? Is it what other, you said it's EAT?
Yes, yeah. So it's expertise. So do you know what they're talking about? It's experience. Were they there? So can they prove, can they confirm? Authority, do they have the credentials? I mean, do they understand the topic deeply?
Yes.
And can we trust them as well?
Wow, beautiful. I think this would help even our students to not just take in everything that is there.
Yes. Beautiful. Yeah. Because, it's easy. This is just produce the content in an hour to have robots also produce something in 10 pages, right?
Wow.
The other one as well, I mean, for our students to make them aware of is, too interesting. I mean, I had to go back myself to check if these people still exist, but they still do exist. So I'm a search engines are local. You might be looking for a job, you might be looking for accommodation, you might be so there are AMA directories. The one is Anansi, as in as I'm saying, it's Anansi.
Okay.
But
Anansi.
Anansi. So, and the other one is Gumtree. Very popular local search engines. eFocusia these days, they serve more like a business directory. So, I mean, if you are looking for local information, there are people who still trust those sources more than anything else. So, for them to post, so if they are selling a car, they are looking for somebody to do something. So, also keep up with those as well. As much as you are using Google, I mean, 90% of the world uses Google, but maybe just join the other 10% who's not also using Google all the time.
Yeah.
Check out the Gumtree in here, Anansi.
Beautiful. And the Gumtree, yo, when last did I hear of the Gumtree?
Yes.
So
yes,
they still do exist. Sasa kona na Mayama search engines.
Yes, yeah.
Beautiful.
So this was around the technology, right? That was now. Then let's look at
science.
Now, in science, a lot is happening. I mean, a lot of good things are happening, and so for us, maybe let's just pause. I mean, as human beings, we want to live in a world that is safe. We want to live in a world that is secure, and of course, I mean, we want to live longer and healthier. So the big issue always is around the climate issues. So how we are as human beings coping with the changes around us. So a lot of expectations get put on government. If government is doing the right things in terms of, for example, if you look at, we all have cell phones, and every 2 years we throw away the cell phone. The question is, what happens to the battery? So we have cars on the road that we have electricity that we like, and it produces carbon emissions. So the big story really is about, so how is government trying to reuse e-waste in a manner that helps us survive, in a manner that allows us as well to live a safer world for the next generation? So, I mean, an interesting article, because, I mean, with these conversations, this was with different governments, Paris, Nagup. So there's an interesting article Ipumeka Business Day on 27 March, which also highlights, some of the issues that our government as well will need to pay attention to. As much as we are complaining about the electricity price, blah, 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 but there are issues that we need to watch. And also maybe work with government, also hold them accountable as well to make sure what they are trying to deliver. Mm. So climate change is going to affect us. Every time Zulu Shinsha, we panic. We are not sure for as yet so Ama causes in, but we do have a role to play to try and alleviate the situation.
Yes.
The other one, good science, interesting developments are around helping us to live longer. The whole developments around Ama genetics. The conversations there is that it is now possible. There's another interesting article from an Indian publication, a book at the ethics around genetic editing. With it, before a child is born, so scientists can see with it, this child is likely to have these physical defects, or as a human being as well, if you are sick, they can change your genes. But there are ethical issues there with it. So who's going to pay? So how much do you charge someone for that kind of a treatment?
Mm.
And then also, what if you all end up having blue eyes? Because before you are born, so someone's going to say, look, I want my child to have blue eyes. So there are those issues, but it's interesting developments in science. Hopefully as well, our students who are in those areas, and those of us as well who are watchers, spectators, can start following up and see how the future is going to look like scientific-wise.
Yes, definitely.
That is the science. And then Unamatra is economy, unfortunately, which is depressing. Isimo Somnoto says Zoletu is, yeah.
It's quite... You know what, Mr. Zolile, before we go to economy on that depressing note, I think let's go to this side now. We're going to ask Umvelo to come in and for esports, and then after esports, it's traffic and sports, then continue with the conversation. Mr. Zolile, we do have old Mr. Zolile Maitri who's joining us live today. We're speaking about very critical issues as Nazo, based on technology, on science, and on that depressing note, we economy, again about our personal development right now. So speaking about economy now, and he put it very nicely, but I'm concerned, might it's depressing. He's going to tell us why. Mr. Zolile, over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you. But I was, economy too is, we all know, right? Because it started say already tells us, but again, this was us. This is just that, when we learn about them, read about them, we interest is we around saying, are things going to improve, right? Imali, it goes to rent. So that's the first thing all of us have to pay for: your rent, your lights, your water.
Yes.
We then have to buy food. Now imagine. So food is number two after so paying for the place to stay. Then number three is they only pay for transport. So those top three. So really finish your budget in 1 month. Now in February, status also released unemployment numbers. Again, they call them unemployment numbers, which means that we're always checking with who's looking for work and they cannot find it.
Mm.
So those numbers tell us in the last quarter, so from October, November, December last year, so there was a slight improvement. About 130,000 people were able to find jobs. God, even now, it's not, for us, supposed to understand the context, it's not something to be happy about. So remember, so we go December, so most people get part-time jobs here and there. There is AMA metric exams, so everyone's with my king. So there are those piece jobs, our list quarter now told us those jobs have disappeared as well. So, and then Amanda was thinking, unfortunately, it is young people. So anyone who's between the age of 15 to 24, they are really battling, because numbers say that's 1 in 2. So if about 4 acres, chances are, so about 2 about people who are young who can get a job, the other 2 are sitting at home. The other worry is that we also have a lot of young people. I mean, so apparently there are about, according to stats, say 10 million young people between the age of 15 and 24 in this country. 3.5 million. I mean, that's a huge number of those young people are just sitting at home. They are not in school. They are not doing anything. So they are not in employment. They are not in education. They are not in training. So they are just sitting
at home.
And so those numbers traditionally also come from the high rates of teenage pregnancy, where intombazana umeke yakhulelwa izohlala ekhaya for low 1 year, 2 years, 3 years esakhulisa ngane. And then of course we do have other issues where there are no jobs. People leave school early for whatever reason. So that's something also that we all need to watch. So nje ama economic issues for now, I mean, as the VAT is going to increase from the first of May, we must all eat now. Amanqina, intloko,
zobe zipho.
Siqalele, because at least VAT for those food items is going to be, I mean, the VAT bone, guys, please stay away from that. So
I just said it yesterday.
For the last time, probably.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, so already there's no, and the other one as well is that traditionally the people you look to for employment is the retail. Like I said, around December, most shops, your retailers, they'll go out because they expect people to come and buy. So they will have these part-time positions, short-term positions. So if you are young, around August, start looking for those jobs. So yes. Then the other one is also the government. But so now also retail now is under pressure. I mean, so we are seeing all around us Pick and Pay shutting down some shops, moving around.
Yes.
So everyone is trying to survive under these difficult conditions. In the past, we were always told that the issue was load shedding. Now we've had almost like a year where load shedding wasn't as bad. So, but still, we are still battling to find a turnaround. So, I mean, for us as MET community, we need to start having this conversation as well to say how then do we prepare ourselves for a future where the things that we thought we were going to do with our qualifications might not be there. So, and then have these conversations in spaces like this, so how do we respond? I mean, because again, we're a university, so we cannot ignore part of our reality.
Interesting
one, yes, yeah. And then now the other one quickly, I mean, before we say, because Amanda Baba affected mainly negatively by economic issues, unfortunately, it is women. Women are more likely not to be employed. I mean, almost 40% are more likely not to have a job. And then those women who are in senior positions, in top positions, I mean, ProfMed did a survey. ProfMed is a medical scheme for professional women. It's not just anyone who joins, right?
Okay.
Women are really complaining about burnout, which is stress is too much. They are battling to cope, having to balance the career, having to balance the family demands, having to balance the expectations of society. So the things are not, again, it would be interesting to hear how young women respond to these issues. The other as well was that in technology, I mean, earlier we spoke about the Anansi and the country, you know, Google.
Yes.
So in the tech industry in this country, there are very few women. Almost one in four of people employed in South Africa's tech industry are women. So the three are men. So again, it talks to also how then do we create opportunities, your internships, your mentorships, your learnerships for women to move into those spaces as well. So maybe on that one, it could be an opportunity for someone, but also it does mean what there is for now, you know, a barrier that women we need to overcome.
Definitely. And I would assume Uguti, even the teenage pregnancy that we were talking about could fall under this one as well.
Yes. Yeah, it does contribute. The whole issue, economy, life is shaken as long as we see it. I mean, crime, we see. If we pass a phone, if we pass a pain, people will just take it. I mean, I'm a robbery, etc. It makes life difficult.
Yes.
More so for women, yes. Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, personal development.
Yes.
Now, let's share with this one.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, one of the interesting magazines, which is my favorite as well. Let me promote it. Is Psychology's magazine.
Okay.
So the one we have in our press reader is from the UK because this is in English. There used to be a South African one, but then it fell apart many years ago.
Mm.
So it looks at how do you look after yourself, I mean, your well-being. Because, I mean, psychology really is about your mindset.
Yes.
So what you think and what you do and the choices that you make. So three interesting articles there. The one is about changing your habits. It's not easy to look after your money. I mean, we just talk about imali,
yes.
But we have to. And unfortunately, again, it starts with you. It's unlikely that if someone was giving you 10 rand last year, suddenly this year they're going to give you 12 rand. Chances are you still have the same 10 rand, the same 10 rand you had last year, this year. So which means you must adapt. So an interesting article in the journal edition looks at what you can do to survive. One of the things I liked in that one is that, look, you must just learn to celebrate the little things. So sometimes you mustn't aim too high. Celebrate the 1 rand, the 2 rand, and maybe buy chappies.
Yes.
And be happy with that.
Definitely.
The other one article is number, I think, on March. So, including my cell phone, the people will take their cell phones everywhere. Cell phone, I will call a
yes, definitely.
Yes, cell phone, yeah, attached to again. So, sometimes you need to take a break. I mean, there's an interesting book by Ufe Peketi, which came out in 2025. So, they're doing a book review, to say, how you can survive out that important gadget. It's e-learning tool as well, because you use it for learning purposes.
For learning, yes.
And e-edition also February was Valentine's Day. So looking at the relationship. So the whole story of ama attachments, the way we attach to other people is how we learned to attach to the important people in our lives when we were kids. So if you had parents who gave you attention, if you had important people who gave you attention when you were young, you are likely to expect that the people will always be there for you, right? But for some reason, if the people who are supposed to look after you neglected you, or you felt they didn't give you enough attention, as an adult, let me tell you, you will always struggle. As soon as someone says, "I will phone you at 2 and it's 2:05 and they haven't phoned, you feel how? So, this has happened. So,
yeah,
they are looking at how you can also survive that. And there is a book, Ekuluma Ngayo, and they are doing a review on that one. So, the book is by Laura Mucha. And it's looking at Please Find Attach. So how attachment theory explains relationships. So interesting stuff to read all around, really, from our press reader and also from this selection that I've just highlighted here in this conference.
Beautiful. Oh, I love it. I love how Ustrazing has so for technology, science, economy, and personality development. All interesting, Mr. Matt.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely. No, thank you so much for us joining on EMUT Radio. Quick question about the library services. Are you opened?
Yes, we are open this week up to Thursday, Sivalango 4. It's a shorter week, shorter hours. Friday we close at 1, but next week from Monday we back to our 9 p.m. closing time.
Definitely. In closing, with regards to what you were speaking about today, any last words to the community of MUT?
Please, MUT community, please, let's I mean, news are, like we said, reading is I'm one for always saying let's get to know. So we are a university. We have to know more than what other people know. So therefore we need to advance in knowledge. And we also need to participate. I mean, we belong to a society, so let's contribute ideas to shape the world. Let's play our part. And number three, also, but I was, let's use this platform to have these serious conversations,
yes,
about how things can change and how things can improve.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.